While American theater traditionally emphasizes visual excellence on stage, often comparatively little attention is paid to the quality of the printed communications that define and represent it to the public. Posters, programs, and other printed material are the first, and sometimes the only, thing most people will see of a play. These communications should be as carefully designed as the rest of the production and treated as an integral part of the artistic unit. Good graphic design, of course, is good for business. It helps to sell the tickets that pay for everything else. The impact of a handsome, memorable graphic design is vitally important as a public relations tool. A strong visual identity boosts recognition and credibility. Perhaps most important is the unique ability of a theater's promotion material both to exist on its own level as art and to capture that elusive connection between artist and audience that, in theater, happens only once, and to permit that moment, long after the stage is silent, to endure. Good graphic design must begin with a well-thought-out and well-organized message. In order to construct a well-aimed message, you must first analyze exactly who you are and exactly what your production is about. Who constitutes your audience? What is the best way to appeal to them? What do you want to tell them? You can, of course, launch a direct appeal to their curiosity, as in this flyer for a silent film series, or this irresistible offer from Atlanta's Alliance Theater. But it's only fair to let your audience know, one way or another, what to expect. The first and most important goal of graphic design is to effectively communicate a message. This jaunty, sassy, sexy message could only come from Bob Fosse. Edward Gorey's Cobwebby Whimsy lets us in on a little secret. His Dracula is fey, witty, and more campy than sinister. Gorey's wonderfully zany dancers have taken the New York Ballet in new directions, appealing to a new generation and an expanding, changing audience. In order to communicate the message, a good design must command attention. Gilbert Lesser's logo for Equus demands attention and is as disturbing and powerful and as famous as the play itself. Lesser's stark, torn paper image of the mechanical, not quite human hand is chilling and dramatic. Good design, finally, should evoke an emotion, a mood, a period, or a style. Always the message should be transmitted with clarity and in a heightened, expressive form. Visual communication, to be better understood, can be broken down to its elements. Viewed as the independent tools of the designer or as interrelated parts of the whole visual statement, the dot is the simplest minimum unit of visual communication. It can draw the eye alone or in a line or a pattern. Masked, it can create the illusion of color or tone. Any point has a strong ability to attract the eye, especially when placed with a purpose. This magnificent poster owes much of its sense of drama and mystery to the powerful focal point of the glowing cigarette. Line can take many forms to express many moods. It can be delicate and undulating, loose and humorous, or bold and coarse. It can suggest a whole character in the sparest of statements. To each of the basic shapes is attached a great deal of meaning. The circle, the round, is associated with endlessness, protection, softness, and safety. The square, the vertical horizontal, with honesty, stability, and workmanlike straightness. The angle, with action, motion, conflict, and tension. The primary colors represent fundamental meanings: yellow, light and warmth; red, emotion and activity; blue, passiveness and softness. When mixed, new meanings result. Red is subdued by blue and activated by yellow. Pure, intense color is almost primitive in effect, charged with emotion and expression. The more grayed, complex, neutral colors are subtle, sophisticated, or restful. Tone is the gradation from dark to light, one of the best tools for indicating distance and dimension. Texture can lend a convincing air of reality and immediacy, or it can serve as a powerful symbolic tool. Large and small can be strikingly established, defining each other by juxtaposition or accenting by exaggeration. On a flat, static surface, motion and perspective are conveyed by illusion, by composition that leads and draws the eye. The human organism seems to seek balance and harmony, and to need to reduce tension and resolve confusion. In this context, the value of contrast becomes clear as a means of arresting attention. In this poster, the eye is drawn to the hands and the microphone because they are the only angles in an otherwise static composition. When the eye arrives at the microphone, of course, the attention is assured. Techniques of visual communication can be grouped in two general and opposing categories: those that please and soothe, and those that challenge, excite, and provoke. Two contrasting techniques, balance and instability in composition, are illustrated here. Visual balance can be achieved by symmetry or by counterweighting the unequal elements of the composition. Asymmetric balance, or total instability, is unsettling and therefore attracts the attention. Here, ambiguity is not the soul of art. A visual statement, to be effective, must be clearly balanced or clearly unstable. Anything less is merely confusing. Simplicity in composition is safe, but risks being dull. Intricacy is challenging and exciting and should be very carefully organized to avoid chaos and lack of focus. This poster for the 1974 revival of Candide is both brilliant and deliberately chaotic. Its lush color and texture and the lack of a clear focal point convey a carny, circusy embarrassment of riches. This composition leads the eye with authority from the bottom left corner across the title, up the sweep of the mustache to focus on the compelling face. Here, intricacy is tempered and attention directed by a carefully organized and controlled focal point. Toulouse-Lautrec's poster for the cabaret owner portrayed captures in its stark simplicity the menacing character of the man. The eye is drawn by the scarf, arrested and held by the finely drawn face with its unpleasant expression. Subtlety as a visual technique is useful when there is a need for a delicate or unprovoking approach. Boldness should be used with daring and assurance, since its purpose is high visibility. Understatement achieves a big effect with a minimum of elements. Here, the effect is subtle and elegant. This striking portrait is one of the most handsome theater posters of its time. Its bold simplicity suggests a debt to Toulouse-Lautrec's Aristide Bruon. The technique of surprise, or the path of the safe and predictable, have their uses in visual communication. Order and regularity are soothing, unprovoking, and usually dull. Any technique that appears random, spontaneous, or irregular can challenge, unsettle the eye, and attract the attention. Catch is to challenge, unsettle, and provoke, without being irrelevant, confusing, or merely annoying. The slanted lines suggest movement and action in an otherwise static composition. It is the unexpected use of color, however, that enlivens this profusion of Scrooges. The effect is irreverent and humorous. Vertical-horizontal composition implies stability, repose, and frequently a good nap. The feeling of activity conveyed by angles, sharp edges, perspective, or the actual representation of motion is always an attention-catching device. This wonderful English dance hall poster of the naughty 90s is energetic, alive, and thoroughly appealing. Even the artist's signature is in motion. Graphic identity is as old as commerce. A trademark or logo identifies a product and ensures public recognition. A consistent, appropriate, and familiar graphic identity is the best of investments. Used with skill and imagination, and grown familiar to the public by constant repetition, it requires far less reinforcement than a weak or constantly changing image. This represents a considerable saving in money and energy. A striking and expressive logo can be a useful marketing and public relations tool for an organization or a production. This beautiful and evocative logo identifies the Children's Theater Company of Minneapolis. It is endlessly versatile, convertible from a four-color painting to black and white without losing its magic. Along with CTC corporate logo, each production bears its own individual logo. Children's Theater Company's promotional material reflects a beautifully conceived and organized identity system. With careful planning, a strong identity system can appear everywhere, from calendars to the ads in the program. Graphic imagery is often used to create a striking and unique theater logo, ranging from abstract or symbolic to representational. At any level, graphic imagery is powerful communication. The rule remains, communicate the message. Let the audience know who you are and where you're going. Many logos combine imagery with type, use an initial or an acronym, or an expressive type style, or use the letters themselves as elements of composition. Type styles are infinitely varied. Type can suggest a period, a sweep of elegance, a sense of urgency, and a dizzying range of messages. Just as intriguing are the possibilities of type as an element of design. The placement of type can create its own picture, become the focal point of the message, or become the message itself. Good graphic design, then, is good communication. In order to effectively communicate, it must command attention. It should evoke a mood, a period, or a style. Knowledge and skillful use of the tools and techniques of visual communication can make the difference between information and impact. Graphic design should be a vital, essential part of a theater's artistic effort. It captures the moment, remembers the magic, and keeps them coming back for more.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
You certainly can. I'm Mrs. J. Ramsey Marvel, and I have been asked to be responsible for the brochures for our next theater production.
Well, that's great. I'll be happy to work with you on it. Would you like our graphic artist to come up with some sketches?
Oh, I know that won't be necessary at all. I know exactly what I want.
Okay, do you have a dummy for me to look at so we can agree on an estimate?
Dummy?
The rough sketch, the layout, you know, the working model, shows where things go. Shows where it folds, that sort of thing.
Oh, well, no, but I can describe my idea to you exactly. Now, see what you think of this. Now, I thought lavender, that's practically my favorite color, and maybe just a tad of blue.
One color.
And what do you think? Maybe the title up here.
That would be okay.
In purple.
Two color.
And probably photograph here.
photograph here.
Maybe over here.
Well, Mrs. Marble, what can we do for you today?
I brought the sketch. This is exactly how I've decided to do it.
Right.
What do you think?
What's this area here?
Oh, that's where the photograph goes.
Well, when you fold it here, you see, you're going to fold right down the middle of her face, don't you think?
Silly me. I should have tried folding it, probably. Well, why don't we just fold it here instead?
I guess we could do that. Pretty unusual. That means this will be upside down.
Different. I love it.
And the photograph bleeds, right?
I should hope not. This is a romantic comedy.
Oh, that means the photograph comes all the way out to the edge. Just a printer's turn.
You printers, you're just
Let's see. Full of surprises. If you crop the photo here, reverse it, and strip her in here, she's looking right at the copy. Nice touch, don't you think?
That's very nice, I'm sure. But she can't possibly strip, Mr. Ferguson. This is definitely a community theater.
Oh, that just means positioning the photograph, Mrs. Marble. Sorry.
Just a printer's term.
Just a printer's term.
Now, this is just going to be the cutest thing. I love it. What do you think it might cost?
How many do you need?
Let's see. Now, let me think that over. About 400, I think.
140 dollars, and if you can give me the copy by tomorrow, you can see galleys on Friday and proofs next week. How does that sound, Mrs. Marble?
Proofs?
Galleys, that's the copy set in type before it's pasted up. A proof is a photograph made of the paste up just before it goes to press. You know, so you can see it before it's printed, just in case there are any errors.
And you need a copy of what?
Hi, Mrs. Marble. Your proof is all ready for you.
Oh, how thrilling. Let me see it. Well, now, Mr. Ferguson, dear, this does not look one bit like what I asked for. It's supposed to be on that gorgeous lavender paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here, right in your sample book. Don't you remember how much I liked it?
Yeah. Okay, Mrs. Marble. No problem. This is just a proof, Mrs. Marble. Just check it over for errors. And if it's okay, you can sign it here, and they'll print it.
Well, okay, fine. Let's see now. Looks perfectly lovely. Here. All signed. Okay, when will it be ready?
What are these notes and sketches on the proof, Mrs. Marble?
Oh, why, I decided to change the wording just a teeny bit and add another photograph. Now, where is it? I had it right here. And maybe add a color.
Three colors?
Oh, and I need a few extras. Maybe about 300 or so.
You're kidding, aren't you, Mrs. Marble?
But I signed it because I know you'll do a good job, and I'm simply covered up next week.
We need to talk this over, Mrs. Marble.
Will this affect our schedule? Oh, Mr. Ferguson, this blueprint is terrific. It looks so good. I think I'll just let the committee have a peek.
You're kidding, aren't you, Mrs. Marble? You're not? Really?
Oh, Mr. Ferguson, you're going to just kill me. This isn't exactly what the committee had in mind. Will it be too much trouble to just change a couple of things in this paragraph here? And nobody cared for this photograph.
Well, Mrs. Marble, your brochure is ready.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to see it. This is so exciting. Mr. Ferguson, why didn't you notice that my name is misspelled? And is this the bill? That's certainly not what you said on the estimate. And look at this! It won't go into an envelope! Really incredible! Something will have to be done, and don't expect